From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, A Vision of Victory and How to Attain It, the first in a series of vital lessons for present-day believers found in the book of Joshua. As commander of the host of Israel, Joshua needed to be prepared spiritually as well as militarily for the battles that lay ahead of him. In the opening chapter of the book, God provided him with the inspiration he needed and instructed him to remember a number of important truths. These are things that every Christian must keep before him in his personal fight of faith. First of all, Joshua was to remember who it was that had commissioned him for the fight. Then he was to maintain his focus on both the immediate as well as the ultimate objectives. He was to remember that the source of his power was having the presence of God, and that the standard for his actions was the Word of God. True discipleship is not without its cost, and in undertaking this bold venture, Joshua was made keenly aware of the price of victory. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, he takes a few minutes to speak about the necessity of the new birth, an absolute necessity if one would escape hell and enter heaven.
Few things in this world are absolutely necessary. Certainly, most of the things that people think are necessary for their lives and for their welfare are far from being necessary. But when God says something is absolutely necessary, then you may be certain that it is. In John chapter 3, verse 7, the Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, "Ye must be born again." That's another way of saying what Peter said, "You must be saved." Acts chapter 4, verse 12, Peter said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." The name, of course, that he's referring to is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is able to save. There's no other name for this absolute necessity to come to pass in your life. No other name whereby we must be saved. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let's understand this. We must be saved. Jesus said, if you're not born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. If you're not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. There is no way to be right with God. There's no way to spend eternity with God. There is no way to escape the punishment of sin, the wrath of God. There is no way to escape the just deserts of what we are by nature, except we're born again, except we're saved through the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. That makes it an absolute necessity. The only alternative is to perish. In the Bible, the opposite to being saved is to be lost. The opposite to being saved is to die the second death, which is eternal separation from God. The opposite to being saved is to remain an enemy of God, a rebel, forever and forever under the curse and the wrath of a holy God. So I ask you then, since the Bible says you must be born again, it's not enough to go to church, it's not enough to say your prayers, it's not enough to say I believe this, 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 and this, it's not enough to be able to even quote scriptures, not enough to give to the poor or to give to the church or to give to missionaries. These things have all got their place, and they are laudable, but I tell you, Jesus said to the most religious man you could ever think of, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Have you been born again? Have you passed from death unto life? Or are you still without Christ? Here in Let the Bible Speak, we're here to help you to Christ. We are emphasizing in these programs my booklet, A New Beginning, A Plain Man's Guide to God's Way of Salvation. And we trust that you'll be in touch with us by telephone, by letter, by email, however you may, to make sure you get your copy of A New Beginning.
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. To obtain a copy of A Word in Season, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Be sure to obtain your copy of A Word in Season.
The most immediate and vital thing that a Christian can do as he struggles with his own sin, as he seeks to fulfill the God-given purpose of his life, as he battles all the elements that are against him, is to live in the presence of God, in the conscious fellowship of his Savior. Isaiah 41:10 says, Fear thou not. Why? Because there are no enemies out there. That's not the reason. Because you're a big, strong fella. You're well educated. You've read all the manuals. You know all the principles. You know how to go about the work. No, sir, that's not the reason. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's the key. Paul summed it all up. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He proved it in his own life. He said at my first answer in Rome at the judgment bar, no man stood with me. Think of that. There's the lonely figure on trial for his life. He has led unnumbered people to Christ. He has founded churches that are flourishing. He has done a work without parallel in the entire history of the Christian church. He could say of all the apostles, I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet, standing on trial for his life, there wasn't one person would stand with him. My first answer, no man stood with me. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. As I was with Moses. We look back through history. The Lord was with Moses. The Lord was with Joshua. The Lord was with David. The Lord was with Elijah. The Lord was with Peter. The Lord was with Paul. We come down through history. We see great men like Martin Luther standing against the whole world. Life in danger. Nobody, it appeared, could save him. Here I stand. I can do no other. How could he do that? God was with him. We see Whitfield and Wesley with the presence of God. You look back in this country, it's the history of America, something that tends to be so vastly overlooked in many of its parts, certainly down this eastern segment of America, is the history of revival with the presence of God among his people. And he says, as I was with them, I will be with you. Has God changed? Have we not the presence of God promised to us today? The source of our power is the presence of God, and the source of our weakness is that we are not enjoying God's presence. Give us God's presence, and we'll have God's victory. And then he says in verse 7 and 8, remember the standard for all your decisions and all your actions. Observe to do according to all the law. Don't turn from it to the right hand or to the left, whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. And notice, it shall not depart out of your mind. Two places where the law of God should be. In your mind and in your mouth. What's he saying? He's saying, Joshua, you're going into a heathen land. Your greatest danger is not of being killed by the enemy. That's not going to happen to you. I'll protect you. Your greatest danger, Joshua, is of being contaminated by the enemy. This is the warning. Whatever you do, whatever you decide, the standard for it all is the Word of God. Now that danger is always real. Many a man of God has dropped his standards almost unconsciously. Now, this is something that's very practical. I don't think normally Christians set out to say, I'm going to drop my standards here in order to compromise with the world and obtain this or that imagined benefit. They don't normally do that. But before a man knows it, he can begin acting like the world. Everybody else does this in my line of business. Why shouldn't I? Before he knows it, his actions and his decisions start to be tailored by the world and by how the world looks at things and how the world does things. Or he may become a pragmatist and he may say, well, this is what works. And because it works, I'll do it. And before he knows it, he's lost his testimony. I've often told you, a young man I knew in business. And in the line of business he was in, it was very hard to keep deadlines and promise dates or promise times. And orders would often get behind. It wasn't all his fault. In fact, in many cases, he was simply trying to deal with other people's faults, though some of it was his own fault. And he took to the habit of covering up. At first it was just a cover-up, and then it became an outright lie, and then it became a pattern of lies. It became a pattern that was so known in the company of which he was a member and a Christian that the unsaved came and they just don't believe a word he tells you. He's a liar. When I fell foul of his lies, I must confess I was bitterly disappointed and I was angry. Not that my order was not ready. There was nothing critical about the day or the hour. But I was angry that an ungodly fellow to whom I had been diligently witnessing every opportunity I could get was able to hide behind the broken testimony of his colleague in the company. I trust the young man learned a lesson. I think he did. I took him aside that day and I said, never as long as you live, never, ever do that again. You can afford to lose business. You can afford to lose money. You can afford to lose friends. But you cannot afford to lose your testimony. Because when you've lost it, it's the hardest thing in the world ever to regain. Scripture must be our standard. God's law is absolute. Wisdom says in Proverbs 8:20, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. David looked at Solomon as he was assuming control of the nation. He said, keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper. The promise is boldly put to him in 1 Chronicles 22:13, then shalt thou prosper if thou take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged concerning Israel. That's the standard. Scriptural living. Remember, obedience in all things is the mark of a good soldier. The soldier doesn't always know why. He just knows what he's told to do. To obey, says the Scripture, is better than sacrifice. Now that's not easy. So the Lord tells Joshua, remember the price of godly service. Four times he's told to be strong. Verse 6, 7, 9, and then by the people themselves in verse 18. What's the meaning of that? Time forbids me to go into it in detail. You look at those four references and you'll find the four things about which
He had to have strength and courage. They weren't easy. Leading and ruling the people of God. Sticking to the word of God. Fighting the enemy. And then judging rebellion in the church. Those are not easy. A good work is never easy. The devil's not just going to lie down and die before us. A good work is never easy. There's a price to be paid. There's a cost to discipleship. What the Lord is calling from you and me, to recognize when the hardships come, that's not a proof that the work's not worthwhile. That's not a proof that God has suddenly forsaken you. That's not a proof that the plan is off course. That's simply a proof that if a thing is worth doing, it's worth doing no matter how hard it is. And no matter how much effort, energy, and anything else that it costs.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.